Hey, this is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training with about 5 minutes for you to boost your focus, your determination, and your enjoyment so that you can do the hard work to get the results you like. Yep, hard work, because today I want to talk about the relationship between that lovely soft word, desire, and words like resilience and grit and mental toughness. They seem to come from very different places. Desire, knowing what you want, it all seems a little bit comfortable, a little bit indulgent. Until you're coaching contact sports and you are watching a soccer team or a football team, and you can tell the difference between the kids playing with desire and the kids who are just showing up. Desire is the breakfast of champions. It's what the top performers live and breathe, and it is what drives their toughness so that they can get hit again and again. They can fall in the mud, they can hurt all over, and they will not stop. I wonder what there is in your life that you value so much that you would slog your way through mud, you would pick yourself up after being knocked down, you would keep moving no matter how much it hurt, because you were determined to live that desire, to protect that thing that you value. All of us have things in our lives that are simply non-negotiable. They are so much a part of who we want to be that life is quite simply not worth living without those things. They might be characteristics in you that you value, that tell you who you are. They might be things that are achievements, concepts that you want to master, things you want to do, problems you want to solve. And that in that solving, you define yourself, you become yourself. And they might be relationships. You might be a parent, a lover, a friend, a leader, a worshiper, a guide, a coach. And that might be the thing in you that you value so much that it gets you up in the morning. It gets you through all of the petty problems that we all face. Problems with our computers, problems with our colleagues, problems with rules and regulations, problems with phones that ring and phones that won't ring. Problems with waiting for other people to join in, and problems with dealing with other people. Your life will be full of petty irritation. How will you move through it? Discipline, yes. Practice, yes. These things help us build resilience. But perseverance alone dwindles. One day it's just not enough. What is always enough is desire. The ability to focus on that point on the horizon that tells you where you are going. And no matter whether you are standing straight and tall or being knocked over and looking up from the ground, you look at that point on the horizon and you say, that's it. That's where I'm going. That's what I am. I am someone who is getting to that thing that I value. And as that thing, that achievement, that quality, that relationship that you honor, that you value, that means something, that thing that you desire, fills up the horizon, fills up your vision, you find it is much easier to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, handle the petty problems, the irritations, Manage the drag that is slowing you down and know that you are just going to keep going until you get what you want. That's what desire is. It's not all soft and satin and easy. It's having the mental toughness to persevere and yet focus and value. Think about it. Think about what it is that is so non-negotiable in your value set that you will do whatever it takes to keep it in your life or to bring it into being. And if you want to meet other people pursuing what they desire, building that and nurturing it in themselves and in other people, come to the Hope Symposium, November 29th, 2014, and I guarantee we'll help you go with desire. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada.